pretty messy process too.
Claire Froelich is making clay from some of Wrangell's mud for this year's Capitol Christmas tree ornaments.
I'm letting them dry out overnight.
Froelich works with the U.S. Forest Service in Wrangell and is an interpretation and environmental education specialist. This year's Capitol Christmas tree is coming from federal lands near Wrangell in the Tongass National Forest. Each year, the D.C. tree is chosen from different regions throughout the United States. Froelich takes a break to let the clay harden, which she says takes about 3 to 4 weeks for the process. She constantly has to filter out large stones and water using old screens and pillowcases. And she's found dangerous objects she's pulled out, like rusty nails.
So then you just kind of want to smash it, and it has like little like hard parts to it too.
As she works through it, patting the clay like bakers do with dough, it starts taking shape and becomes formidable.
It doesn't look like a lot, but they're pretty heavy. Like that one's probably like 25 pounds. And backbreaking. I feel like I'm making like the most dense bread.
Communities throughout Alaska have contributed to making handmade ornaments for the DC tree. Over 13,000 have been made, more than they expected. 2,000 of them are coming from Wrangell.
The goal is to have a larger presence with decorations, including tree skirts and ornaments and stories related to the tree that we can share through the tour and in DC, being from Wrangell.
A lot of what she's done is at the schools, hauling the clay from classroom to classroom so the students can design them. She instructs fifth graders to make a circular ornament about the size of their palms. Fifth graders Tegan Kuntz and Piper Buness work on flattening balls of clay out. I ask them what it smells like.
It's like pennies and dirt almost.
But it's gonna be dirty.
It smells like dirt.
All day.
As the class continues making ornaments, some have food in mind, like Henry Mushnark, who's tossing the clay up in the air.
We're making pizza.
On top of the clay ornaments, Froelich says she's gathering donated fishing lines and buoys, which represent Southeast and will be used as garlands and ornaments.
They're a little green and stiff, so a little nasty. So I power washed them, got off all of the old paint and algae. They were no longer stiff with salt water, and they all looked bright again.
Tree cookies are another ornament that will decorate the tree. Basically, they're slices of tree trunks.
We're a big forest, so cutting some tree cookies and different sizes and stuff is super easy for a lot of different people to prep and be able to implement in their communities with events and stuff.
She's also working with high school tech clubs from around the state to add a little snazz to the decorations with laser cutters.
And about 140 different communities will be represented through this, and they're going to laser cut each village, town, and one of those 140 communities with specific and detail of each one.
Other ornaments are made during Wrangell's annual Bear Fest. The high school shop class made metal bear cutouts that people could paint and decorate. At the festival, the room is filled with people, but it's quiet. One of the organizers is Joan Sargent.
It's just amazing how people just sit down and they focus and they just draw, and it's a quiet moment for them. It's really, really inspirational to have something that is calming in our wild world.
Colin McGinn is visiting his family here in Wrangell from England. He's working on two bears.
So one's a wooden bear that's just got googly eyes put on it. And the other one's a stainless steel bear, which I believe was cut out by the school with their laser cut. Was it? You?
I cut them.
You? So I'm sitting next to a young guy who's aged 16, who did the laser cutting.
And that 16-year-old is Benjamin Hauser.
All summer long, I've been cutting out all the Capitol Christmas tree ornaments and all the wooden ornaments that are here, too.
After all the ornaments have been made, Froelich says that she will spend time in Anchorage with others at the Chugach National Forest headquarters, hooking each ornament that passes the quality control test.
Going through thousands and thousands of ornaments and putting hooks and doing quality checks and making sure they're not weapons or weird political statements or, you know, just ornaments.
The tree will be harvested later this month. After its first celebration in Wrangell, it will venture off on a whistle-stop tour across the lower 48. The first town will be Ketchikan, as it's being barged down to Washington State. It will then be in a veterans parade in Pocatello, Idaho. It will also visit a historic farm in Utah. In total, the tree will stop in 11 communities across America while it makes its way to Washington, D.C. for the holidays. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.